Last Friday, APS disclosed their previous spending to influence Corporation Commission elections, something Commissioner Bob Burns has been fighting to obtain for years. APS's price tag was much higher than anyone on the commission expected, though, $10.7 million. Commissioner Bob Burns joins me now. And Commissioner, now that the information is out there, what's your initial reaction here?
Well, I was kind of surprised by the amount because everybody's been talking 3.2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was the number that almost everybody was using. And of course, APS admitted they had spent money, but they wouldn't say how much.
Yeah. So like we mentioned, this has been a long ongoing battle for you. You've tried many times and for many years to get APS to disclose this information. We're talking about a 2014 election. So did the fact that APS refused to release this for so many years, you think, hurt kind of public trust in the process and in your body?
Well, probably reflected badly on us, yeah, and I would think on them too. But in the election process, people constantly bring up the point that people have a short memory. So possibly that is part of the reason why they decided maybe now they can go ahead. But obviously now with Commissioner Kennedy being elected and being a strong advocate for getting this information, and also Commissioner Olson expressed during the campaign that he was supportive, you know, then they had a majority. There was a majority of votes at the commission if we were to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of like they beat us to the punch. They provided the information so they could say they voluntarily provided it, but they actually had subpoenas issued to them, which are orders to supply it. So
yeah.
So they're already playing the political game of, you know, we're volunteering, we're the good guys and all that. And I'm not finished yet with my suit. My lawsuit is, we cleared the Superior Court, but we've already filed in the appellate court. So one of the main issues that I'm concerned about is that my interpretation of the Constitution, my attorney's interpretation of the Constitution, is that a single commissioner has the authority to issue a subpoena, and it must be complied with without having to go to other commissioners and get permission. And so that's one of the issues, because APS claimed in their counter suit or their defense of our suit that I did not have authority as a single commissioner to subpoena their records. That was part of their argument, why they wouldn't come through with the records.
Right.
Let me ask you though.
Why do you think this? Why was this important to you to continue this fight for so long? Like, there's the process part of this, but do you think that this practice of a company that you regulate working to elect people to the board that regulates them should be illegal, or do you think that money at least should be disclosed?
Well, yeah, it's not illegal. That's one of the issues. The Citizens United case at the United States Supreme Court made it legal. They can legally do this.
Mm-hmm.
But and they can actually legally hide the money, but that's a problem when it comes to having an elected official setting how much money you take home, right? I mean, the commission sets the amount of money that the ratepayer pays, and that's what APS and Pinnacle West get in their, that's their income. I mean, it's just not logically proper to have a group that has a special privilege of being a monopoly, having a guaranteed customer base, having a guaranteed amount of money coming in through the actions of the commission, for them to get involved in determining who gets elected.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't make logical sense to me.
So now there's a new CEO over at APS, and they have acknowledged for some time that they've given a lot to campaigns, that they do this, they've given to your campaign. So I wonder what we do with this information now that you have this information about how much was spent in this particular election. What do you want to happen?
One of the main things is we need to figure out how they went about moving the money around. Because if we are going to require them to report, which I hope the commission will do, And if there's a, if the reporting structure needs to be ironclad, in order for it to be ironclad, we need to know how the money was moved around from place to place to basically hide it in a nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm. So you'll be moving in that direction and pushing for that at the Corporation Commission. And with the way the board is balanced right now, do you think that that is something that will probably happen?
Well, I hope so, yes. But it won't be tomorrow. The other thing is the money should not be coming from an APS account. The money should be coming from a Pinnacle West account. Mm-hmm. When Pinnacle West gets a return on their investment into APS, that money, you know, becomes their money to spend. So they have the legal right to spend it, but I believe that the voters and the ratepayers have the right to know who's involved in an election, and especially an election that involves electing people that set your rates.
All right. Arizona Corporation Commissioner Bob Burns, thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you.